आंखें हमारे जीवन का सबसे महत्व का अंग है, लेकिन भारत में आज भी कई लोग ऐसे हैं जिन्हें आंखों के स्वास्थ्य के बारे में जानकारी ही नहीं है, या उन्हें पता ही नहीं है कि उनकी आंखों के स्वास्थ्य को लेकर कोई समस्या भी है। ऑस्ट्रेलिया और भारत दोनों देशों के सहकार से आंखों के स्वास्थ्य को लेकर भारत में चलाया जा रहा है एक उम्दा कार्यक्रम। इस कार्यक्रम के बारे में ज्यादा जानकारी लेने के लिए मैंने बात की है इंडियन विजन इंस्टीट्यूट के सीईओ विनोद डेनियल से। सबसे पहला प्रश्न मैंने विनोद जी को पूछा कि इस कार्यक्रम को शुरू करने का विचार कहां से आया, क्या जरूरत थी और कोई अनुभव था कि जिससे इसको प्रेरणा मिली।
I was part of the Australia-India Council, which is, part of the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. I've got a background in heritage and museums, and I used to travel into India quite regularly to be involved with museum-related projects. But one of my colleagues, who was then in the board, the late Professor Brian Holden, he was a leading eye care practitioner. He was an optometrist who's been to India about 75-80 times. And one of his biggest concerns was the need for just a simple pair of spectacles, glasses, for a number of people. In India, over 100 million people need access to a pair of glasses, but they don't have access to it. Mostly in the rural parts of India, as well as within the underprivileged communities, even in some of the main cities. And the whole mission of India Vision Institute, which is an independent charitable trust registered in India, is to make a difference in this area, to assist, Indians who need access to a pair of glasses, get a pair of glasses.
Vinod ji se maine pucha कि ये तो समझ में आ गया कि किस तरह से ये कार्यक्रम शुरू करने के लिए उन्हें प्रेरणा मिली, लेकिन जब किसी व्यक्ति को पढ़ने में या देखने में दिक्कत आती है और इसका इलाज नहीं हो पाता, कई बार चश्मे इतनी मामूली सी लगने वाली चीज भी वो लोग नहीं खरीद सकते, तो इसकी असर कितनी गंभीर होती है व्यक्ति के जीवन पर और समाज के ऊपर।
Yeah, so I think that's a very, very important question, and thanks for asking me that. See, the strong rationale is, a pair of eyeglasses look very simple, and you'll think, living in Australia, that you can go anywhere, get tested, get a pair of glasses, and get on with life. But here, a lot of children in the rural parts and also among the underprivileged schools, the corporation schools and the government-aided schools, they might not be doing well in studies. And, there could be many reasons, but one of the reasons could be is that they can't see the board very clearly, because 80% of what a child learns is visual, is what they see. Now, if they can't see well, they can't study well. And typically in the school-growing group, the ratio, the percentage of kids who need glasses would range from anything between 7 to could be as high as 15 or 20% sometimes. So you're talking about 7 to 15% of the kids, because they don't have glasses, they can't study well, and often teachers don't diagnose that to be the key issue, and the parents don't realize. They just think the child is not studying well. So, from a child's perspective, I think, it makes a big difference to have a pair of glasses. If you look at adults, like many of us who have turned 40, and as you get older, you need a pair of reading glasses. But if you really see in many parts, people don't realize that that is all what they need to be productive and lead life after that. What they think is, look, it's a sign of age. I can't see well. It's like, my knees are getting weak, or my legs are getting weak, or my back is getting weak. It's very similar to that. They don't realize that it's a solvable issue. Because they don't think it's a solvable issue, they lose out quite a bit. They say that just a pair of glasses for older people would increase the productivity by 30% and the income level by 20%. They also say the chances of them having an accident is reduced by 50% if the vision is good. Overall, based on WHO estimates, they say India loses something like $26 billion in lost productivity just because of one single issue. So, looking at it one way, it's just a pair of glasses. But looking at it in a broader way, it's very much giving people the independence, the ability to learn, the ability to work, the ability to make a living for themselves, a bit of respect. A whole range of things get covered because of that.
आँखों के स्वास्थ्य को लेकर ये बड़ा ही उम्दा कार्यक्रम है. लेकिन इस कार्यक्रम की जो प्रवृत्ति है, वो किस तरह से होती है? आंखों का इलाज किस तरह से किया जाता है? क्या मेडिकल कैंप्स किए जाते हैं या आई चेकअप कैंप्स किए जाते हैं?
Yes, I mean, there are two issues. One is, I mean, the problem is big. You know, in terms of India, you're talking about at least 100 million plus people who need access to a pair of glasses but don't have access to it. So we have a twofold strategy. One strategy is we test and we provide free glasses. And we've done that in probably about 15 different states in India. And we are continuing to multiply doing that. So we probably have done closer to 200,000 people. Now, we are also slowly getting more innovative, where we are looking at training teachers so that they could do the early diagnosis. And then after that, we get an optometrist who could probably go and really test their eyes and then prescribe and provide glasses. So in this whole aspect, make sure we do is we test and we provide glasses. So everyone who's tested and who needs access to a pair of glasses will be given a pair of glasses. And that's been our principle. And we are so thankful to so many supporters who are helping us. And, you know, the more support we get, you know, the more we can do that. So that's one aspect. The second aspect is, one of the things we've realized is that India doesn't have enough trained eye care practitioners, basically optometrists, to go and diagnose. And because of that, many of the rural parts of India get left out. India needs 125,000 trained eye care professionals. They have hardly 45,000 trained professionals. So the second aspect we're also working on is working with about 100 different colleges that teach optometry so that they could produce more graduates who could then meet India's needs are. And we know it's a longer term strategy. It's going to take, you know, maybe 20 years to get there. So we are doing both aspects. One is to practically help in testing and providing free glasses. And the second aspect is to make sure India's optometry needs are met in the long term too.